Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the stage, the Ed Palermo Big Band.
Thank you, one and all. All right, first things first. I'm going to get this out of the way. I feel that my relationship with you is very important, that I be very truthful. I am now currently wearing my wife's pants.
This is absolutely true.
Susan, are you out there? Is she out there?
That's an excellent
question. What'd she say? Susan is wearing something much more feminine than this. No, actually, I don't know what happened. We played here last night doing the music of Todd Rundgren, and I had a pair of really nice pants, and blah, 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 and I took the bag, and here I am, I'm wearing my wife's pants. How do you women do it? The zipper's backwards.
You should have seen the look of confusion on his face, holding the strap, going...
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I mean, anyway, regardless. But, you know, I don't mean it's... This in no way diminishes my masculinity. The way I conduct will. But anyway, be that as it may. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the second night of a 3-night stint here at Iridium. Thank you for coming. Last night, like I said, we did the music of Todd Rundgren, and it was quite beautiful. Now, I'm supposed to take a poll here. And the poll is, after tomorrow night, we're going to be here... August 26th and August 27th. We're either going to do both nights a project we call Zod Zundgren, which is a mashup concert of both Todd Rundgren and Frank Zappa, or one night Todd Rundgren, one night Zappa, right? Or there's a third option, Bruce's brilliant observation, or his brilliant whatever. And that is early set Todd Rundgren, late set Zappa. So, A, B, or C, you got it? Okay. Who thinks that idea A is the best? That's all? Okay, that's...
I don't even know which one that was. That was Zod Zundgren.
That was one night... That was Zod Zundgren.
Yeah.
Okay, B was one night Rundgren, one night Zappa. Yeah. Who likes that? And Bruce's suggestion was 3. Who likes that? I think it's B. You like one night Rundgren? All right, well, I will tell the powers of B. Folks, I know I'm talking a lot, but just means once we start, we're not going to stop. And I mean that from beginning to end. Once we start, we're not going to stop. Tonight is very important. We're celebrating two events. One is we are celebrating the release of my brand new CD called One Child Left Behind. Now, it's mostly Zappa. Once you see the cover, you'll see why it's called that, okay? It's mostly Zappa, couple originals. We do Neil Young's Harvest Moon. We do Los Lobos' Kiko and the Lavender Moon. And it's I'm just really, really proud of it. Napoleon Murphy Brock is on 3 songs. All 3 of them we are playing tonight. And it also has 2 songs sung by Frank Zappa's sister, Candy Zappa. So if I do say so myself, it's an amazing album of my last album, Oh No Not Jazz. I considered my Sgt. Pepper, and this one is I consider it my white album. In that it doesn't. Anyway, I gotta stop. Oh, we're also celebrating the release of the Roxy movie, and that is Frank Zappa's movie about the Roxy concert. And Napoleon Murphy Brock is the star of that movie. So we're playing all of the songs tonight from that movie. Bada boom, bada bing. Okay? We're selling stuff right over there. Tom Retz is selling the brand new album. Also, we're selling these t-shirts, but he will explain that later. Ladies and gentlemen, the music of Frank Zappa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to New York City. The one, the only, Napoleon Murphy Brock. Hey, New York! Happy New Year!
Well, that's where she said.
Some see right through it. Some wear pajamas and only they knew it. Some pajama people are boring me to pieces. They make me feel like I am wasting my life. They've all got plans all bumped and out of a little trap door back around them. They make me feel like I am wasting my time. They all got saddled up and down them, a little trap door back around them. And the sun that holds these little trees on it. Oh, Lord, pajama people, Lord, they make you sleep it with the stuff they might say. Take one home with you in. Take a t-shirt from the CD. Pajama people, pajama people. I'll rub my mother, I'll roll my mouth, I'll get out of my way.
That's the kind of sound she makes. Wow!
excitement. Another release could nearly cost her a quarter. She didn't want to go home and watch the pesto go mortar. says gorilla, she go. Sisters gorilla, she go. Sisters gorilla, she go. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh.
Way over on the west side of the bed. Just like a mighty penguin flapping the daylight's way. Well, you know it's all over. She come at you on the strut, wrap a ball around your head, flap it in our swings, flap it on. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy. Shake up the pale dry ginger ale. When the battery fails, terrible when the battery fails. Well, you know she must be coming through a hoop of real fire, with some Kleenex wrapped around the cocaine wire. Come on now. Anybody got any duct tape? I think she's trying to get loose. Spark Club.
just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Howling over to some anti-articulated moon. In the frostbite night with a flash going white, shrieking turkey around the room. Oh, he's shrieking now. You know me, must be creeping down, bro. When you hear that trouble screaming, there ain't no other birds around. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, you must be careful not to leave a strap too loose. She just might box your doggy and leave you with a tied up dog biscuit. I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good. I'm gonna watch a movie from Hollywood. I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good. Yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, then I watch a movie from Hollywood. Yum, 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 yum. A little bit of a squat, blow my heart. Yeah. I just turned around and said, can you all see now? The little strings from the giant spider. Cause they're on the way to the moon. The best part of the dance where the bubbles go. Oh, suits and the hats and the ties too wide, it's short for a homeless man. With me and lady with a roll, my yeah. While the monster just made Japan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster, which the peasants in this area call Frutopulax, a very large poodle dog, has just been seen approaching the power plant. Can't stop it. Rockets can't stop it. We might have to use nuclear force. Guard is formed up at the base of the mountain and is attempting to lure the enormous poodle towards the cave, where they hope to destroy it with napalm. 1,000 of the troopers are now lined up and they're calling to the monster.
Here, Fido! Here, Fido! Come here, little doggy! Come here, bring the slippers, Fido!
We got a great big Cadillac! We got a great big Cadillac! We got a great big poodle! We got a great big. We got a great big shiny thing. We got a great big hairy thing. We got a great big poodle. We got a great big shiny thing. Come on, everybody, hurry, let's go. Somebody get the show up. Get the candy. Get the toilet paper. You know we need it. Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter. Go to the shelter. Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter. Go to the shelter. Squad by league and just
Smart guy, Bruce McDaniel. On violin, Katie Jacoby. Alright, I tell you what, I still want to give especially the brass players a chance to rest their chops. Napoleon, can I prevail upon you to tell the audience a little bit about Roxy, the Roxy movie?
Did you see Chester Ralph? Have you seen the movie, first of all?
Yeah.
Did you see Chester Ralph and Ruth play Cheapness without the rest of us? I mean, listen, those were human beings. They acted as if they were robots. I mean, it was so perfect. And Frank was there listening too, going, one mistake and you guys are dirt. I didn't remember until I saw the film. But I'm telling you, and this was during this, let me tell you a little bit more about the film. This was before George Duke started using his falsetto. Inca Rhodes. And also, Rapunzel, the part that Ruth plays, which is the ballet, had not even been written yet. And I had only been in the band 2 months. And that was our first tour. And I was about halfway through our tour. But let me tell you one thing. Frank was really smart. Because he told me then that I would be here now to tell you about it 43 years later.
So maybe he was a genius, because I didn't know how to be here. God bless you all for showing up. It's gonna get on you. It's only gonna get better.
You probably should stay for the next show, because we're gonna do the rest of it show now.
Okay. I you notice that I really like segues. That means going from one song to another seamlessly, and the band does it so great, don't they? Some of my ideas are better than others. This one is really, really bad. And of course, I ran it by as a joke to Katie and to Bruce, and they said, well, we have to do it. Here you go.
You'll never know how much I really love you. We'll be right back.
inside of you. If there is, I really want to know. Is there anything good inside of you? If there is, I really want to know. Is there anything good inside of you? If there is, I really want to know.
And the, 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 and the,
Damn. Thank you so much, Napoleon Murphy Brock. The El Palermo Big Man. All right, folks, I don't know exactly what the deal is as far as being able to stay or not, so ask your waitress. We're going to come back and we're doing a completely different set with the rest of the songs off of Roxy, songs off of One Size Fits All, and who knows, you might even hear a little Jethro Tull and a little Pink Floyd. So, folks, thanks so much. Buy product over here. If you've got some extra money to spend, the One Child Left Behind, you'll be one of the first people to have it, because it just gets, the release date's not until January 22nd, but you can get it here early tonight. If you get it, read the liner notes. They're the funniest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. Folks, also we are selling t-shirts, I'll get them up there in a second. You're the best audience like ever. Thank you, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for the incredible El Palermo Big Band featuring Napoleon Murphy Brock. Thank you for coming out tonight to support live music with us here at the Iridium. Make sure you check out our website, Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Iridium. If you were given a white card, please give it to your server so he or she can adjust your bill accordingly. Please take this moment to silence your cell phones and be aware that there is no flash photography this evening. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the stage, the El Palermo Big Band.
If I was really cool, I'd do something like this. But just the fact that I had to actually look at my hands and fingers to figure it out means that it's just not me, is it? Ladies and gentlemen, if you were here for the first set, you missed it. I was wearing my wife's pants. A little mix-up at the dry cleaner. There was a mix-up, there was a swish, and tonight my wife is wearing my knickers, so who knows. Anyway, regardless, ladies and gentlemen, are we Frank Zappa fans here? Now, before we start, I should tell you, we're celebrating two events here. We've got, first I should tell you, the El Palermo Big Band has a brand new CD out, and it's called One Child Left Behind. And once you look at the cover of it and read the liner notes, you'll see why it's called One Child Left Behind. It's one big laugh at my expense. So if you've ever wanted to laugh at a total jackass, this is the album for you. Okay. Anyway, so, and also, Napoleon Murphy Brock is here tonight. And we are celebrating the recent release of a movie called, a DVD, a movie called The Roxy Movie. It's a movie based on, yes, you know about it, based on the band that Zappa had that most Zappaphiles say is the greatest band. That's the band that had Bruce Fowler, Ruth Underwood, George Duke, Chester Thompson, Ralph Humphries, I mean, just like, but one of the main people in that band is with us tonight, Napoleon Murphy Brock. So we're celebrating that. Now the difference between the Roxy movie and my album, One Child Left Behind, you can actually buy tonight. Yay! More money for me. Anyway, regardless, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna play mainly the music, I'd say 96% Zappa, and the other 4%, right? That's what that comes to, mathematically? Okay. other people, but you'll see. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the music of Frank Zappa. One, two, three.
Down the middle, Thank you. too. I don't know how the people stand it, but I guess they do. Cause they're all still there, even Jackie Rambo too, and in the village outside. The village outside. A village of the sun, sun, shine, village to you.
Thank you.
never get sick from watching my TV. Been checking out the news till my eyeballs fill the sea. You see, they say that every other team is just another rotten mess. And what is gonna change, my friends, is anybody's guess. So I'm a watching and I'm a waiting and I'm a hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them chase. Oh Lord, help me. I seen the cops out on the street. I watched them throwing rocks and stuff. And choking in the heat. I listened to reports about the whiskey passing
down. Oh, whiskey, I bought you.
I seen the smoke and fire. And the market burning. I watched while everybody on the street would take a turn. Stomp, smash, bash, crash, trash, bust a bell. I'm a watching and I'm a waiting and I'm a hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to pray every time I hear it.
Brock. And Palermo and the Big Band New York Jazz.
Napoleon will be back. Okay. Those of you, how many of you are familiar with the album Roxy and Elsewhere? Are we satisfying your fix for that album? Because we even have more. I just want to say that we started off the set with a song from Zappa's album, Weasels Rip My Flesh. It was a Little Richard song that Frank did with Sugarcane Harris. And with us, it featured the unbelievable Katie Jacoby. And Bruce McDaniel on vocal. After that, we did a Bruce McDaniel arrangement of Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky. The idea to do that was Katie Jacoby's.
No, the demand to do that.
And you played the shit out of that. It's just really wonderful. I would like to say, just in case, you know, because, you know, things, someone's probably recording this. It'll probably go on YouTube somewhere. I just want to make sure her parents get to hear these words. Your daughter played the shit out of that. So. Anyway, after that, we brought in Napoleon and did some stuff from the Roxy and Elsewhere album. Now, I want to tell you about the next song we're going to do. It's Bebop Tango. All right, but I don't want to get your hopes up. Yeah, we have played in the past. You know, this band's been doing the Zappa thing for over 25 years now. We used to play at a club called The Bottom Line. Yeah. Do you remember that? We played it in its entirety, and giving all of the heavy lifting, because we all know how hard that song is, right? Giving just about all of the heavy lifting to Phil Chester, because he's one of the only people in the world that can play this crap. Not crap. They can play this. What I mean by that is hard stuff. Okay. Now let me tell you something about Bebop Tango. It's a composition of Frank Zappa's, which was unbelievable, incredible. But there's a little secret that most people won't tell you. It's not fun to play, and that's why I've stayed away from doing it. Like at rehearsals, we have so much fun at rehearsals getting this stuff together, and that song is just not any fun to play. It's incredible. It's not fun to rehearse. That's why I've stayed away from it for the last 20, 25 years. So there's one aspect of the of that song, which is the improv part. That's what we kept. And that's going to feature Phil Chester. Okay. But before we do that, I have a question. Are there any birthdays out there? Any birthdays? Oh, you know what? You say yes, but it's not your birthday. You're embarrassed. It passed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in order for this shtick to work, just say yes, it's my birthday. It's got to be somebody's birthday. When? Today? There you go. All right, okay. For you, the unknown dude over here. This is for you. We're going to do the Beatles' birthday. This is for you. Ready? Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday.
you're taking chances, and your reputation's going down. Going out in the nighttime, you think you make no sound. But you don't fool me, 'cause I know what you feel. If you go down and it's all I say, someday soon gonna find you way down on Vegas Farm. Way down on Vegas Farm. I pay my money, but no return. Find someone. Oh, don't fool me, 'cause I know what you feel. When you go out, I won't ask you why, and I won't worry when I see you lying down on Vegas Farm. Thank you.
Thank you. That is a Jethro Tull song from the very first album. And that song is called Beggar's Farm, and that featured Bruce McDaniel on vocals, Ben Kono on the flute, Dan Pearson on the tenor saxophone, and John fucking Bailey on the trumpet. Why did your parents give you that middle name? It's a mystery, right? It's a mystery.
I saw it on the list of most popular baby names this year, though, so.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the song before that was a little bit snippet of Walk on the Wild Side, featured Barbara Cefalli on the Barrels and Stars. Before that, a little, the improv section of Bebop Tango, Phil Chester! And of course, the one measure of birthday for this gentleman over here. One more time, can we do that? An A. You know, you are so special to our band, we're gonna do it one more time for you, okay? One, two, three, four! Thank you. Okay. That's what you call overdoing a stupid shtick. Ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh. You know what? No, we're not. I gotta tell you something. I feel danger in the air. I feel danger in the air. Explain the joke. It's over. Don't explain the joke. That was the. I'm going to explain it anyway. That was the Wicked Witch from the Wizard of Oz at the same time we did Birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the type of guy that has to explain the jokes, which means I'm an asshole. Okay, hey, ladies and gentlemen, do it. Danger is in the air, ladies and gentlemen, because we're about. Oh, there he is, right there. There he is right there. The evil prince has entered the building. You've been warned. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
About the great land.
how ultimate blindness must rule and come in. He knows not a drop, not a crumb, not a whip of the reason for doing this criminal shit. And then if he did, would it matter of it? Not at all, because if his rich are beige when he's gone, that's deserved a voyage. Only the boring and bland shall survive. Only the lamest of lameness will thrive. Take it or leave it, you won't be alive if you are overly creative. Trumpets and trombones and flutes are created. All the best music on Broadway is native. Who will step forward and end all this trouble? For beige blanded citizens clutching the rubble of vanishing dreams, of whippish amusement embraced by a rash of creative confusion. Zombies, you'll make your return. Broadway will call, Broadway will burn, along with the remnants of everything you. My holy disease will do wonders for you. Those lovely producers who pay for you then will do it again and again and again. The spying potato, oh, with horrible diction, oh, it'll rot in the garbage, oh, and this show's eviction takes place shortly after my alternate skill of theatrical sabotage triumphs your will. I've a special review I've been saving for years for a band just like this, with potatoes and ears. I'll say it's disgusting, atrocious, and dull. I'll say it's boils inside of your skull. I'll say it's the worst of the year. The wind down the plane and it's hot on your ear. I'll say it's the work of an infantile mind. I'll say that it's tasteless and that you will find a better excuse to spend money or time at a Tupperware party. So do be a party. Hold on to that dollar a little while longer, for spending it, why it couldn't be wronger. What's happened to Broadway? Where's it gone all in this head? Oh, the heart and soul, the pattern, the bitter. And after this day review, it's the paper, and we'll come charging, raise some hell. To legally execute all every face of the tragic unusual for drug addicts. Hey, couldn't be wronger. center, the pitcher. And after this tender review, it's the paper. Then we'll come sharp, Rachel and Colbert to legally execute all that remains of the tragic of the slipper drug at break.
You to burn. Thank you.
some more noise! Oh yeah, it's bubbling up again! Oh my god! Oh my god! One, two, three, four! The Ed Palermo Big Band, the best musicians in the world, Napoleon Murphy Brock. There he is. San Jose's, the pride of San Jose, Napoleon Murphy Brock. You want to hear one more? Go ahead, Jimmy.
I know you're down there, George. You too, Frank. We feel your presence. That's why we're doing this.
Oh, are we most into y'all? Have you seen us? I'm gone pretty much. But we look pretty sharp in these clothes. Yes, we do. Unless we can spray with a hose. It ain't bad in a day if they squirt it your way. Except in the winter when it's frozen.
Orleans War. Spark Brook. Frank and I had a little thing that we would do. At any time during any show, he would start something that we never did before. And if you look at the Roxy DVD, you'll see Frank right at the end of all the madness of Bebop Tango. He calls me because he sees me hiding over there with Ruth Underwood behind the marimba. And he says, Napoleon, come on. And he just to test me every time. And he says, go up to the mic. And he just wanted to see if I could create something on the spot. And then he would stand there and go, I knew you could do it. And so I listened to what he said before, and I walked up to the front, and I said, why not?
Anything you want to do,
it's all right. It's all right.
Two more sets. thank you for coming out tonight to support live music with us here at the Iridium. Make sure you check out our website, www.theiridium.com, for information on upcoming events, and we hope to see you again very soon. On behalf of myself and the whole staff here, we wish you a good night and Happy New Year.